I hereby call to order the regular meeting of the Common Council Zoning Subcommittee of the Committee on Planning, Zoning, and Housing. The time is 7:04. Mr. Clerk, will you please read the roll?
Alderman Polkowski. Alderman Sanders. Alderwoman Black.
Present.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Present.
Alderman Collins.
Present.
Alderman Davis. Alderman Giantonio.
Here.
Alderman Hargraves.
Here.
Alderman Naples.
Here.
Alderman Pabon.
Here.
Alderman Rosato.
Here.
Alderman Salerno.
Here.
Alderman Salvio.
Here.
Alderman Sanchez. Alderman Smedley. We have 10 here. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. There is a quorum, so we can begin the meeting. Before we start, since the chair and the vice chair are both not here, I will entertain a motion to appoint me as temporary chair for this evening.
I'll make a motion that we have the mayor pro tempore be the chair for the evening.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Alderman Salerno, seconded by Alderman Collins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I will be the temporary chair for this evening. We have no items before us. We have a tabled item number 33320 that is set to be removed for the table. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Alderman Salvio, seconded by Alderman Pabon, to remove item 33320, Extreme Rides LLC seeks granting of a certificate of location approval to allow a motor vehicle dealer's license for the property at 475A John Downey Drive. All those in favor of removing this item from the table?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. The item is removed from the table. I will now entertain a motion to take up the matter.
I move that we discuss this particular item, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
So, Alderman, your motion will have to be made to
I apologize. Yeah, for petition 33320, I would like to make a formal motion that we send this with a neutral recommendation to the council.
Second.
Okay. So, motion made by Alderman Salerno, seconded by Alderman Pabon, to refer this with a neutral recommendation. I know Mr. Roldan is here. I don't know if you want to just approach the podium and just fill the council in. I think we had some concerns last time you were here, so I know that you've addressed them, and then we can have some questions.
Yeah. Hi, good evening. My name is Hector Roldan, owner of Extreme Rides LLC in New Brent, Connecticut, 475 John Downey Drive. Asking for the dealer license and repair, and we do all the askings about the paving, drains, and the curbs. Everything is being done. What else I will say? I think we conforming, you know, all the regulations with the city, all the standards. So I think it's a nice place now, beautiful place, and I'm more than happy to, you know, do business in the city of New Brent and, you know, keep going with, you know, bringing more more business to the city, more jobs to the city of New Brent.
Okay. Thank you. Before we proceed, Mr. Malinowski, is there an updated report from city plan or anything or from the building department?
No.
No. Okay. Any questions for Mr. Roldan? Alderman Rosato.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I know that the other day, this past week, I went to the facility out there in 475 John Downey Drive, and I walked around just to see if there were any improvements made. Now, I do see that it was paved, mm-hmm. and I think that's one of the things that we were very concerned about was that you didn't have the area wasn't paved. And I think another one was they were, somebody please correct me, that there were some environmental concerns as well. Mm-hmm. Now I see that it's paved. Definitely looks a lot better than it did before. What have you guys done as far as dealing with whatever environmental concerns existed before?
Well, all the drains get done, mm-hmm. With the oil separator, everything is there. So mm-hmm. everything is being done, and as they they're asking us by the building department, so everything being done.
Now, you just mentioned the building department of...
I think Mr. Malinowski can handle that as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Mr. Malinowski.
Alderman, I'm sorry. In terms of an updated report, you tabled this before because they did not have a plan by which they were going to address the issues that came up.
Yes.
When I walked in here this evening, I knew that they had submitted a completed plan, which did go to the engineering department, building department, and city plan, mm-hmm. all of which were approved.
Okay.
What I did not know until I spoke with the gentleman was that most of the work has already been performed, right. with the exception, I think, of maybe striping.
Striping.
Mm-hmm. And that's because of the weather.
Right.
He still does have to call the building department and engineering for inspections of the work that's been performed. However, if they built it to the specifications of the plan, it'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess I'll address this to Mr. Malinowski. So, in your assessment, based on what needed to be done, as far as what they needed to do in that area, how many of it you feel percentage-wise, maybe I guess the best way I can ask, that you feel is completed as of right now with all that they still have remaining to do?
Again, Alderman, mm-hmm. I did not know that the work had begun.
Okay.
But I will say that the plans and specifications that they put forward mm-hmm. were approved. Okay. They were 100% complete in terms of what the city would be requiring.
Okay.
At this point, it would still have to go through inspection in order mm-hmm. to get a CO.
Right.
So we would be going back down there and inspecting all the work that's been done mm-hmm. to make certain that it was done both properly and to the city specifications.
And that necessarily doesn't have to happen before we approve anything. It could happen afterwards is what you're basically saying, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And that, is that something that's normal that before... before you guys actually go out there and do it, that it's usually after something like this nature gets approved?
Or? Generally what happens is they put in plans and specifications. Mm-hmm. They're then required to pull permits for the work. Mm-hmm. The work is performed sometimes during stages, depending on what type of the work is being performed. During the stages of the work, we may inspect, and then we inspect upon completion in order to issue a certificate of occupancy.
Okay.
The worst that could happen here, Alderman, is if it's not done properly and they don't want to make the repairs to do it properly, mm-hmm. we won't issue a CO.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I know one thing off the bat, before I ask one.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is that congratulations mm-hmm. to you to get the owner of that place to even do that. Because I know who the owner of the place is, and for that to be, to get to this point right now where all of this has been, a lot of it has been completed. Give you credit for that. You must have told him something right.
Thank you.
For him to do that. But now, and I'm sure Mr. Malinowski, you might know the answer for this off bat, but like how many cars are you, maximum amount of cars do you think are you able to, or are you going to put in that area?
By the city standards,
mm-hmm.
we are available to have, I'm wrong right here. Good question for you. I think it's 27 total cars, but I gotta make sure this is right.
Does anyone know that off the bat, Mr. Malinowski? Do you know that off the bat?
Not off the top of my head, but I'm looking at the plan.
It's 20 proposed spaces,
okay.
17 for customers,
okay.
and then 3 employee spaces.
Employees. Now, this is one of my major concerns. About a week or two ago, I happily voted against someone coming in to have a used car business on West Main Street, and I have my reasons. One of the main reasons is I don't want to convert the city of New Bern into the used car capital of the world. So, in assessing this situation, I look at the building and I feel like, okay, well, what other thing could you put in here outside of what you're doing? I know you have the tire place right there on the side, which, and you know, the twist of the wrist was right there beside you. My brother was a part of that motorcycle club. And so I've gotten to see how you run your business for a long time, and I know you run a good business. But how can you assure the rest of us here that when it comes to what the specifications are, the criteria of how many cars you're allowed to have there, how can you convince the rest of us that you're going to adhere to those specifications? Because we have a lot of used car dealerships here in the city that get approved, and they're supposed to have a maximum amount of cars. And what we find out is they have more than that. So that's why I'm leaving it to you to make a convincing case to us that you're going to adhere to those specifications.
Well, actually, as a resident of New Brand, I got my own house right here in New Brand, and I see that happen. I don't want that happen with my business. I want to be different out of it. Owning the tire shop, my tire shop is completely different than any other tire shop. The cleaning, the appearance of the business, professional that we are in the business. So I try to be different as a small shop, working as any big chain tire shop or dealer. I want a clean business to the city of New Brand. I want the people feel comfortable to come to New Brand to do business with, you know, with us. And that's something I'm never going to do, overloading my business, because it's look ugly. Look nasty. I'm sorry to say, but it's true. I don't want that happen in my shop. So I want feel comfortable myself, and I want you guys feel comfortable about it. So when people come in from out of states to New Brand, they see something different, something nice.
Now, this is my final question. So outside of selling cars, you guys are going to be repairing cars as well? And then you're still going to be doing the tire thing?
Correct.
Now, are you going to be running them as still separate businesses, or they're going to be all in one?
It's pretty much one. That's why when my wife make that name, Extreme Rides, mm-hmm. they be one name. So we be able to do one-stop shop.
Todo.
Exactly.
Todo.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. That's good. I said including everything for y'all that don't speak Spanish. Well, that's good. Well, I know that I previously was wanting to table this because of all the issues that existed, but I'll tell you, I know your business, I've been in your business, I see how well you run your business, and you've been doing it consistently. And I went and walked around the parking lot that's paved now, and all that looks great. So right now, you know, my opinion, I feel good about this, but again, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Salvia.
Yes, Mr. Malinowski.
Sure.
The resolution was made to send this back to the council with a neutral recommendation. Now, I assume that means that our meeting on the 14th.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if the CEO is not granted by then this does not go ahead. CEO.
No.
I said CEO. Excuse me.
I understand, Alderman. No, what you are doing is approving the right for him to apply for his license on the 14th. We will not, if he hasn't built it to plans and specifications, we won't let him open that portion of his business, but he can apply for his license.
Well, I want to be very, very careful on this. The application for the license does not permit him to open for business on that day.
On the 14th?
Yeah.
I would assume that the state has to issue a license first. On the 14th, you'd be approving the town clerk to sign off on his application.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Salvia. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is more to Ken Malinowski. When did we put the moratorium in place?
I don't know the exact date. It was a
couple months ago.
It was spring of this year.
Okay. Was this one of the ones that was already in the works?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the ones that we knew about in advance going forward.
Correct.
That this would be coming before us.
We already had their application in hand at the time of the moratorium being put in place.
Okay. And this was originally discussed at this level the first meeting in August, is that correct?
Oh, this has been actually on the table for quite some time already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so even before then, okay.
I think it was May.
Middle of May. Okay. Yeah.
If not earlier, Alderman.
Okay, and I heard you say, and I just want to repeat, the concerns that we had back then were environmental, the paving of the lot, and a whole number of concerns. We tabled it. You've seen the plans that have been submitted. The plans meet all of our specifications and then some. And to what you've been told, this work has been, most of it's been taken care of already. So obviously we have to go back out and re-inspect to make sure that it's in compliance with everything. But so provided that everything is in accordance with the plans submitted, they should be good to go, provided that we obviously give the okay.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Roldan, I don't have any questions to you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Alderman Carlozzi. Any further discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Alderman Salerno.
Some comments, as well as I want to be on the record for some of my hesitations, but also for my not wanting to be misunderstood for not supporting good business. And I think good businesses are the things that we look forward to. The moratorium, I think everyone knows, was placed because we felt there were some that were not. Also, it's important to go on a record to say we need to assure that we, in some way, whether it's about eventually having more inspectors, the things that we need to do down the road, as well, so we have to enforce. And I just want to make that clear to someone who certainly seems genuine about, you know, being a resident and being a good business person. So I think that's really, really crucial for me. And only to urge that I'm personally hesitant, but I don't want to paint a wide brush across for every single business that comes in that's similar. It sounds like you're doing other things besides only, if you will, jamming and selling cars into parking areas. That you'll be doing some kind of maintenance, would that be possible or not? Or someone you sold the car to?
Exactly. They're going to be a repair. So
you'll be doing some repairs.
Exactly.
And the license that you're seeking will cover all of those things.
Yes, they're going to be dealing with repair.
Okay. Yeah. And I just want to, again, for the record, just notice that the city planning, when this was completed by city planning, back in, when was the date on this? The date right here, but it went through city planning, and there were some reservations, and I think that it's important to say that we really must look at this particular business because of the concerns that city planning had, and that was, in fact, that the John Downey Drive area is ideally promoted, and I say ideally for a variety of reasons, could not be. Over the years, economics being what they were, as a, if you will, a manufacturing, other kinds of product development business in John Downey Drive area. And that was the concern that city planning had when they did not support it. So this is sort of new territory for that area, if you will. I mean, some other things that happened in John Downey Drive that I'm not pleased with over the years either. But I just want to not, it's not a scare tactic. I just really am concerned that I want you to be successful, and the council wants you to be successful, but also that this is a really good representation of saying, well, we're having an opportunity to bring this kind of business to John Downey Drive, and it has to be, you know, the best we possibly can. So I'm hoping that we'll take the responsibility to enforce as well. And if I might, Mr. Chairman, also like to at least to understand, I had presented it with a neutral recommendation to council. Anyone who has a discussion on that, I would certainly encourage that we make it a favorable recommendation if that's necessary, or if we can do that. If anyone has any reservations, we can talk about that.
Thank you, Alderman Salerno. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion?
No, Alderman Rosado. Well, just in response to what Alderman Salerno said, I think either way, positive or neutral, I think that for those that are in support anyway, I feel either way, neutral, positive, doesn't matter. I think that those that are in support of it, it's their chance to make a convincing case for this gentleman and his business. So either way, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I don't have to withdraw. I don't want to withdraw it necessarily, but if somebody felt that it was important for them to have it as favorable, then I would accept that. But otherwise, you can go with the neutral and discuss it further on the 14th.
Yeah, because we only have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4?
Ten.
We have 9. Well, ten. We have 9, 15, but, or whatever.
So let it go as neutral.
Yeah. Okay. Any other discussion on the motion itself? All right, seeing none, the motion on the table is to refer item 33320 back to the full council with a neutral recommendation. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I will now entertain a meeting to adjourn. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:24. We are roll into PZ&H shortly.